Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.
Hey everyone, welcome back to AI Hub, the show where we like to, you know, really get into the most fascinating stuff happening in the world of AI.
Absolutely.
I'm Larry.
I'm Amanda.
And we're both so excited for today's deep dive.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about serious money, serious cash being thrown around in the AI space.
Yeah, that's right.
I analyze tech trends and investments, and today we're going to do our best to like peek behind the curtain and see how the big players, you know, the big companies are betting on the future of AI.
And you know, like companies are very secretive about their AI investments, but luckily AI Magazine has compiled like a top 10 list of the biggest AI investments. So that gives us, you know, pretty good insights into where the money's going and what it all means.
Yeah. And we're going to uncover some, I think, mind-blowing figures.
Yeah.
But we're also going to try to explain why this matters. Not just for like, you know, the tech giants,
right?
But for all of us.
Absolutely.
So let's start with the elephant in the room, or I guess we could call it like the AI-powered elephant.
Sure.
It's called the Global Artificial Intelligence Infrastructure Investment Partnership.
Oh, wow.
G-I-I-P.
G-I-I-P?
Yeah, try to say that three times fast.
I know, right?
But this is serious.
Yeah.
This consortium of, you know, huge companies like BlackRock, Microsoft, they're trying to raise, get this, between $80 billion and $100 billion for AI infrastructure.
I mean, that's not just a drop in the bucket.
Right.
That's like a tidal wave of investment that signals a massive vote of confidence for the future of AI.
Okay, so let's break this down.
Yeah.
What is AI infrastructure and why should anyone care?
Well, you can think of AI infrastructure as like the foundation that all these amazing AI applications are built on top of.
Okay.
So it's like the data centers, the computing power, you know, all that behind the scenes stuff that actually makes AI work.
The networks.
Yeah, the networks, all that. And it's really crucial because as AI gets, you know, more complex and more integrated into our lives, we need a really strong foundation to support all of that.
So GIP is like setting the stage for everything that's coming next.
Exactly.
It's like building the highways for the AI world.
Mm-hmm. The power grids, yeah.
And the fact that all these, you know, big players are coming together.
Right.
It shows how important this is.
It shows they're taking it seriously.
Not just for their businesses, but for everybody.
Exactly.
That's huge.
Yeah.
But let's kind of zoom in a little bit here and talk about Meta.
Okay.
You know, formerly Facebook.
Right, right.
They're committing up to $40 billion to AI this year alone.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
That's a ton of money.
Even for them. I mean, it's a bold move, right?
It is.
Because AI investments, they don't pay off right away.
No, they don't.
But it seems like Zuckerberg is playing the long game.
I think so.
I mean, you know, Meta's got some challenges.
Right, you do, yeah.
Like declining user engagement. You got competition from like TikTok, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all this uncertainty about the metaverse. So it seems like he sees AI as the key to getting over these problems and kind of shaping the future of his company.
I think that's exactly right.
It's a big gamble.
It is.
But think about it, right? Yeah. Like all the potential of AI, I mean, AI powered, like, you know, experiences in the metaverse.
Right.
Maybe more targeted advertising, even, you know, tools that could help with some of those content moderation issues that they've had.
That have been plaguing them.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like they're betting the farm.
Right.
On AI.
Yeah, it is a big bet.
Now, let's talk about Google.
Okay.
Their CEO, Sundar Pichai, he said their AI investments are paying off already.
They are, and the evidence is right there in front of us. I mean, you think about Google's search engine, which is, you know, their crown jewel.
Yeah.
It's powered by AI now.
Yeah.
Their latest AI model, Gemini, has been trained on a data set of, get this, 1.56 trillion words.
Trillion with a T.
Trillion. It's like feeding it every book ever written, like multiple times over.
That's mind-boggling.
It is. It's incredible.
But what does it mean for us?
Right.
You know, just the regular folks using it every day.
So imagine, you know, you search for something and you actually get like a truly insightful answer, not just the list of links, but an actual answer.
Right.
Because Gemini can really understand like the nuance of language like never before.
Wow.
So it could lead to search results that are more accurate, more personalized, more helpful.
So Google is like using AI to just dominate search even more.
Yeah, you could say that, but it's not just search. I mean, think about all their other products, Gmail, Google Assistant, Google Maps. They're all being infused with AI,
right?
Which is making them, you know, smarter, more efficient, more intuitive.
Okay, so speaking of like search engine wars, right?
Uh-huh.
Microsoft's not just sitting there watching Google dominate.
No, they're not.
They're investing £2.5 billion.
Wow.
That's like over $3 billion. To expand their AI data center infrastructure over in the UK. And get this, they're also putting another $13 billion into putting ChatGPT into Bing.
It looks like we're headed for a major showdown.
Sure, yeah.
In the search engine arena.
Yeah.
And this is a battle that will be fought with, you know, algorithms and data and user experience.
Yeah.
I mean, the stakes are really high.
Yeah.
Because whoever wins this race controls how we access and interact with information in the future.
It's like a digital arms race.
Yeah.
But instead of nukes, they're using AI.
Exactly.
Okay, let's move on to Cisco.
Okay.
Now, Cisco is a company that's known for its networking, right?
Yeah, hardware infrastructure.
But they just launched a $1 billion AI fund to fund cutting-edge AI solutions.
Wow. So a company that's focused on hardware is now putting $1 billion into AI software.
Yeah, that's interesting, right?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, AI is not just for one specific sector anymore.
Right.
It's touching everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like Cisco wants to be at the forefront of this whole AI revolution.
Absolutely. And their focus on, you know, cutting edge solutions
indicates
that they're interested in funding the startups.
Right.
And companies that are pushing the boundaries, you know, like robotics, computer vision, all of that.
Things we haven't even thought of yet.
Exactly.
It's exciting. I mean, it's like they're planting seeds for the future.
Yeah, for the future of AI.
We'll see what comes out of this investment.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about Salesforce.
Okay.
Now, they're the giant in customer relationship management,
or
CRM.
CRM.
They have doubled down on their commitment to AI by launching Salesforce Ventures.
That's a really strategic move to foster innovation in the CRM space.
Yep.
By investing in these AI startups, Salesforce is staying ahead of the curve and shaping the future of how businesses actually interact with their customers.
So they're not just, you know, building AI into their existing products.
Right.
They're going out and supporting the next generation.
The next generation of AI-powered CRM solutions.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, it's an ecosystem of AI innovation.
That is.
That benefits them and everyone who uses their platform.
Absolutely.
So we've seen huge investments in AI infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from GIIP, we've seen bold moves by Meta to secure their future.
Yep.
Google's, you know, flexing its AI muscles in search.
Uh-huh.
Microsoft's gearing up for a search engine war.
Yeah.
And Cisco is betting on all these next generation AI startups.
And we're just getting started.
Yeah.
There are a lot more companies on this top 10 list, each with their own unique approach.
This is just the tip of the iceberg, folks, and we'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsor to dive into even more fascinating insights into the world of big money bets on AI.
Absolutely.
Welcome back to AI Hub. We are in the middle of uncovering the biggest AI investments happening right now. And believe me, things are about to get even more interesting.
That's right, Larry. We've seen massive bets on infrastructure and some, you know, strategic plays by giants like Google and Meta. But now let's kind of dive into how companies are using AI to like solve real world problems and streamline operations.
Perfect. Let's talk about ServiceNow.
Okay.
Now, ServiceNow, they specialize in workflow automation, and they just introduced this thing called Now Assist.
Yeah.
Which uses AI to supercharge their platform.
ServiceNow is a great example of how AI is being used to make our lives, you know, easier, more efficient. You think about all those, you know, frustrating tasks we deal with every day, like waiting on hold forever with customer service.
Oh, tell me about it.
Or, you know, dealing with IT issues or even just navigating like complex bureaucratic processes.
Yeah.
ServiceNow is using AI to try to streamline all of that.
So instead of me, you know, pulling my hair out waiting for a customer service rep, like an AI chatbot, can help me like resolve my issue.
Exactly. Like AI chatbots can handle a lot of those, you know, routine requests, which frees up the human agents to tackle the more complex problems that really require a personal touch.
Makes sense. And what about on the IT side?
Well, on the IT side, imagine AI troubleshooting system glitches or even predicting potential problems before they even happen.
Wow, that'd be a game changer.
Right.
I mean, it seems like AI is I don't know, it's becoming embedded in all the tools we use every day and making them, you know, smarter and more intuitive.
Absolutely. And this brings us to another fascinating player in the AI investment landscape, Sapphire Ventures.
Okay.
Now, they're taking a slightly different approach. They're not just providing, like, you know, financial backing. They're also providing strategic support for AI startups.
So it sounds like they're not just, you know, writing checks, but they're actually like mentoring these companies.
Exactly. They're actively mentoring and guiding these startups to success.
Wow.
And this is particularly interesting because Sapphire Ventures has a really strong background in enterprise software. So they really understand, you know, the challenges and opportunities in that space, and they can provide really invaluable guidance to AI startups that are looking to kind of disrupt that market.
So they're combining their financial muscle with their deep industry expertise to kind of, you know, support this next generation of AI disruptors.
Precisely. It's a really smart approach because it increases the chances of success for these startups, which leads to more innovation and ultimately benefits the whole AI ecosystem.
Now let's talk about a company that's been in the AI game for a while. IBM.
Okay.
Now, they're leveraging their Watson platform to create like this comprehensive ecosystem of AI tools and data.
Right. IBM is taking this like more platform-centric approach, aiming to be like, you know, a one-stop shop for enterprise AI solutions.
Right.
They're not focusing on, you know, just one specific application of AI. They're building a really versatile platform that can be used for a bunch of different tasks.
Yeah.
From data analytics, process automation, customer service, risk management, all sorts of things.
It's like they're creating a giant AI toolbox.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
For businesses to use.
And this strategy differentiates them from some of the other companies we've talked about. They're not betting on like one specific application of AI.
Right.
They're betting on AI as a general purpose technology.
That makes sense.
You know, that can be applied across lots of different domains.
It's a bold bet.
It is.
But IBM has a history of innovation, so, you know, we'll see how it plays out.
Absolutely. And finally, we have Workday, a company known for its human capital management and financial management software.
Right.
They are integrating AI into their core products.
Okay.
Which tells us something interesting about the future of work.
So is AI going to be like managing our paychecks and hiring us?
Maybe not just yet. Yeah. But seriously, Workday's move shows that AI is becoming a really crucial part of, you know, how businesses operate. From managing their finances to, you know, recruiting and training employees.
This raises an interesting question. You know, as AI becomes like more part of our work lives, what skills are going to be, you know, most valuable in the future?
That's something we should all be thinking about. Clearly, you know, technical skills related to AI development, data science, all that's going to be in high demand.
Right.
But equally important, I think, are things like, you know, critical thinking, creativity,
right,
emotional intelligence, the things that make us uniquely human,
right,
and differentiate us from, you know, from machines.
So it's not just about, you know, learning to code, but it's about, you know, learning to work alongside AI and leverage its capabilities.
Exactly. And adapt to, you know, a job market that's changing really rapidly.
Right. And this brings us to another really critical aspect of AI investment.
Yeah.
The rise of startups.
Mm-hmm.
And the role they play in driving all this innovation.
We already saw how Cisco's investing in, you know, these cutting edge AI startups. Mm. But they're not the only ones who are recognizing the potential of these nimble, innovative companies. Mm. Startups are often the ones who are, you know, pushing the boundaries, coming up with these new applications of AI. They're the disruptors.
Right.
The innovators.
Yeah.
The ones who are, you know, not afraid to experiment and take risks.
So it's not just about these, you know, big corporations with tons of money. It's a collaborative ecosystem.
It is.
With innovation happening at all levels.
Exactly. And that's what makes the AI field so dynamic and exciting.
Yeah.
There's this like sense of possibility.
Yeah.
of uncharted territory.
I feel it.
That's attracting, you know, so much talent and investment from all directions.
We've talked about all the potential benefits of AI.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how it can make our lives easier.
Right.
Our businesses more efficient.
And
even how we interact with technology more seamless. But we need to talk about the downsides.
Yeah, we do.
The risks, the unintended consequences of this, you know, crazy powerful technology.
That's a really crucial point, Larry, as with any powerful technology.
Yeah.
You know, AI has the potential for both good and bad.
Right.
We need to be really mindful of the ethical implications, the potential for bias, the impact on jobs, and even the possibility of, you know, of misuse.
It's like we're holding this incredibly powerful tool.
Yeah.
And we're trying to figure out how to use it responsibly.
Right.
You need to make sure that it's, you know, it's used to help us, not to replace us.
Exactly. And that requires a really thoughtful and collaborative approach. Like,
yeah.
Can't just be technologists.
Right.
We need policymakers. We need ethicists. We need society as a whole.
This is a conversation that we need to have now.
We do.
Right?
Not later. It has to be ongoing and it has to be inclusive.
Right.
Making sure that the benefits of AI are, you know, shared widely and the risks are mitigated.
We've covered a lot of ground today, Amanda. I mean, we've seen massive investments in AI infrastructure, you know, groundbreaking innovations in search and customer service.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing this, you know, this whole startup ecosystem driving this next wave of AI breakthroughs.
It's been a fascinating kind of journey through the landscape of AI investment.
It has.
Highlighting these, you know, incredible opportunities and the crucial challenges that we face as we navigate this really transformative technology.
Yeah, and I think the takeaway here for our listeners is that, you know, AI is not just some futuristic fantasy.
Right.
This is real. It's happening now.
It's happening now.
And it's going to impact everyone.
It's going to impact every aspect of our lives.
So whether you're excited about the possibilities or worried about the risks or just curious, you know, you need to stay informed.
Mm-hmm. Stay
involved.
And involved.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's amazing to think about, like, how far AI has come, you know, in such a short time. It really is. I mean, from being this niche technology to like a driving force behind some of the, you know, biggest companies and most innovative startups.
You've seen billions of dollars, right?
Oh, yeah.
Poured into AI infrastructure, research and development. And I mean, it's obvious that this is just the beginning.
The momentum is incredible and the potential applications just seem, I mean, limitless.
But as we've been talking about, you know, it's not all, you know, sunshine and rainbows.
Right.
There are some serious ethical considerations and potential risks that we need to address.
Absolutely. I mean, we need to be thinking about the potential for bias in AI systems.
Right.
You know, making sure that they're fair and equitable.
And we need to be, you know, having these conversations, right?
Yeah.
About the impact of AI on jobs and the workforce.
Yeah.
And making sure that people have the skills that they need, right?
Absolutely.
To thrive in this new world.
And it's also really crucial to, like, establish some clear guidelines and regulations for the responsible development and use of AI, especially as it's becoming, you know, more powerful.
Right. More pervasive.
Exactly.
We need to strike that balance, right?
Yeah.
Between encouraging innovation, but also protecting against misuse, you know?
Right.
Making sure that AI is used to benefit everyone.
Absolutely.
It's a tough challenge.
It is.
But we can't ignore it.
We can't. The decisions that we make today are really going to shape the future of AI and its impact on society for generations to come.
So what can our listeners do
to
be part of this conversation?
Well, I think, you know, staying informed is really crucial.
Mm.
So read articles, listen to podcasts like this one, attend events, you know, stay up to date on what's happening.
You can also, you know, support organizations that are promoting responsible AI, right?
Absolutely. There are a lot of nonprofits, research groups, advocacy groups out there.
Don't underestimate, you know, like the power of just your voice.
Your own voice, yeah.
Talk to your friends and family.
Your own voice.
Yeah. Have these conversations.
Yeah, AI.
Yeah, share your thoughts, your concerns, your ideas. The more we talk about these issues, the more likely we are to actually find solutions.
It's all about collective responsibility.
It is.
You know, yeah. We all need to work together to make sure that AI is a force for good.
Absolutely. We're at such a pivotal moment in the evolution of AI.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an exciting time full of, you know, possibilities.
Yeah.
But it's also a time for, you know, careful consideration, mm-hmm. thoughtful action.
Well said, Amanda. And on that note, I think that wraps up our deep dive into the world of big money bets on AI.
We explored the massive investments, the groundbreaking innovations, and the really critical challenges that we have in front of us. But this is just the start of the conversation, right?
It is.
The AI landscape is changing all the time.
Constantly evolving.
So stay tuned to AI Hub.
Yes.
For, you know, more deep dives, more analysis.
More expert insights.
And more conversations about AI.
Thank you for joining us.
And if you like this episode and you want to stay ahead of the curve in the world of AI, hit that subscribe button and join us next time for another fascinating deep dive into the world of AI.
See you next time.
Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.